Russia has been a vocal critic of the U.S.-led war in Iraq. President Vladimir Putin denounced it as a big political mistake. After Saddam Hussein was toppled, Russian diplomats sought a United Nations role overseeing U.S. occupation forces in Iraq. Relations between the U.S. and Russia are still raw, and news analyst Dan Shore believes that the Iraq issue will hang heavy when President Bush meets President Putin this Sunday.
In the early days of the North Atlantic Alliance, Secretary General Lord Ismay said that NATO's purpose was to keep the Russians out, the Americans in, and the Germans down. A half century later, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice is represented by a Washington Post columnist as saying that post-Iraq American policy is to punish France, isolate Germany, and forgive Russia. But when President Bush is in St. Petersburg this weekend for a summit that became compulsory once it was announced, there will be a question of who is forgiving whom and who is isolating whom. The day when Mr. Bush looked at President Vladimir Putin as a soulmate and the Kremlin's policy hinged on getting along with a superpower at all costs, that's over, thanks in part to the Iraq War. With its own ties to Germany and France, with a domestic 6% growth in national income, Russia no longer feels like a client state. And criticizing the United States is a vote-getter in the parliamentary elections next December. If his recent meeting with British Prime Minister Tony Blair is any indication, Putin will be asking the president, where are the weapons of mass destruction, if they really existed? Putin is expected to insist on American help in recovering some of the multi-billion dollar loans to Iraq. And what has grown from minor to major irritant in relations with America, the president's failure so far to deliver on the promised repeal of the outdated Jackson-Vanik Amendment linking trade policy to Jewish emigration from the Soviet Union. The two presidents are likely to make common cause on pressuring North Korea to dismantle its nuclear weapons program. But denying any connection with nuclear weapons, Russia apparently has no intention of canceling its $800 million nuclear reactor project in Iran. Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov said today that Russia cooperates with Iran strictly within the framework of peaceful programs conducted under the jurisdiction of the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency. There is no doubt that Russian-American relations, which reached a historic level of warmth after 9/11, have cooled off considerably in disagreement over the Iraq War. About the best that can be expected from the St. Petersburg summit is reciprocal forgiveness and reciprocal forgetfulness. This is Daniel Shore.